Well, I've got Dr. Justin Coulson. He's a family psychologist. He's on the phone to talk to us about that. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I'm kind of curious, with technology moving more and more mobile, it's very hard to get people away from this tech. What's it doing to our social interaction in a family scenario?
Well, we've got it in our pocket, we've got it in our palms, we've got it wherever we want, whenever we want. And research shows quite clearly that it's disconnecting us from one another so that we can be connected to everyone and anyone else out and about, other than the people who are directly in front of us, the ones that we're sitting down at the table to apparently have that meal with.
Now, I think this went a bit far, and it's a bit of a hilarious joke kind of product, but Domino's have made something called the Pepper Hacker that actually blocks Wi-Fi signals. I don't think we need to go quite that far, but what are some ways that family can encourage people to put down the devices and actually interact one-to-one?
Well, actually, this Pepper Hacker is a really fun idea. I don't think that it's a good long-term solution, but if you want to get a conversation happening, so here's how the hacker works. You've got a pepper grinder. It looks just like a standard wooden pepper grinder, but there's a you twist it or you push the button or whatever it is, and it actually turns the Wi-Fi off to all the devices that are using it, and a display comes up that basically says, "Hello, it's dinner time. Why don't you put the devices down and we're going to talk to each other?" But this is a really big issue because I think again in the Domio research that you were citing before, about 38% of families were saying, look, we've tried to stop tech at the table, but we're just not getting anywhere. It's not happening. We don't know how to stop it. And one third of people had actually really made a genuine attempt. But like you said, once you've got a 16 or a 17-year-old, it's not as simple as just saying, that's it, no tech at the table, because they say, that's it, I'm not coming to the table. There's that conflict, there's that drama that you're talking about. And it's such a problem because We've got great research that shows that when families eat together, kids have much more strong social and emotional lives. They do better at school. They're physically healthier. They're mentally healthier. Their well-being's higher. They're more satisfied with life. Their relationships are better with the family. There's more trust. All of this stuff comes from potentially having dinner together as a family without that technological interruption.
Now, of course, the argument you'd get from most people who love using their technology at the table is that they are interacting, just not with the people in front of them directly.
Yeah, and that's the big problem, isn't it? Because we've got research in the last couple of years has told us that we've got to have that face-to-face contact. Otherwise, we start to lose the social and emotional intelligence that's so important for effective personal relationships and even for success in life. In terms of how to stop it, well, I mean, you could get a Pepper Hacker. I think that's a fun idea because it creates a conversation. It just gets it started. But alternatively, I think that the best thing to do is to not have the argument about it at the table, but, maybe the next morning or maybe at bedtime, sit down with that person and say, hey, what have you noticed? I'd like to just try an experiment. Are you open to trying something a little different? Let's just do it, even if it's a couple of nights a week where we have some tech-free time and really disconnect so that you can reconnect.
That's an interesting way of putting it, that communication on that one-to-one to kind of kickstart communication. I think the interesting thing, though, is it's sometimes parents who aren't setting the best example when it comes to putting down the devices, especially busy mums and busy dads who have got work. There's often a phone call during dinner, racing off to chat to a business partner. How can they get a bit better about it?
Well, sometimes we've just got to look at the context. I mean, there are cases where we have to be interrupted. There are cases where technology is going to impede. But the interesting thing is most of the time we think it's urgent, but it's not. We can just let that call go through to voicemail. If somebody's ringing in the middle of dinner, sometimes we just can't get to the phone. At the risk of being a little crass, if you're on the loo, hopefully you don't answer the phone then. You let it go to voicemail. And you can simply say, look, I was in the shower, I was in the bathroom, whatever it is, let it go to voicemail. It's not that important unless it's pre-planned and you've warned the family. Chances are it's somebody just ringing up to say hi or chew the fat. And again, let's be honest, most of us most of the time aren't responding to work emails at dinner with the family. We might be checking out the news sites or our favorite pastime because we've finally got a few minutes to sit down and be quiet. And we really are missing out on that crucial time to reconnect. I think, again, in that research, in Domino's research, it was something like 25% of partners and spouses say that they rouse on the other adult in the home for being on the technology at the table rather than being present. You know, and boy, oh boy, Nick, if we want to have good relationships with one another, we've just got to be there. We've really got to be present. We've got to be focused on the people who are right in front of us. That's where the richness comes from, the connections. That's where the meaningfulness comes. That's where the understanding comes. If we just treat them like they're other objects that happen to be in the same proximal space as us in the house, then that's how they feel, and our connections will wither and they won't be strong.
Dr. Coulson, some very good advice. Thank you very much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Lovely to chat, Nick. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.